been a quarterfinal state game, and I tell you, every game they played was thrilling, and he was sure fun to watch. That team was fun to watch, an undefeated state championship team for Troy, and they've kind of lived that glory all their lives, I guess.
Yeah, man, that wasn't meant for him to get, like, accolades, you know.
I was hoping to beat him up a little bit.
I was hoping to get a text from Rob saying, seriously, but nope, you lifted him up, Coach. I appreciate you doing that.
You bet.
Well, hey, have a lot of fun tonight. Good luck. Stay healthy, and good luck next week, man.
We will. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Coach. All right, that's Coach Derek Jasper for the Troy Trojans, getting everything kicked off for us here this evening. And, you know, you went ahead, Boz, and you told him, hey,
I did.
You're my dark horse this year, and I loved his response.
He said that, and I thought, man, I'm that John Madden curse deal, I don't know.
I don't think, again.
I don't think it's a thing.
We can't control it. You know, we can control who we pick. And again, I think we need to preface it like we did last year. We're rooting for every single team.
Absolutely.
In this area. We are big fans of the kids and the programs that are being built in this area. And, you know, when we look at these dark horses and stuff, they are ones where we just, you know, think that there might be something there. So.
Well, there are a lot of the teams that we're looking at that maybe fly below, like under the radar a little bit. You know, they're just not getting the love. They're no disrespect. They've got good kids. They've got good coaches. But, you know, maybe they're – well, take Troy, for example. They were 4-5 last year.
Yeah.
Probably a disappointing season maybe if you had looked at it under 500. So that team that they're bringing back, and with them going into a different league this year, now in the Northeast Kansas League, they've got a really nice schedule. And when I really looked at it and the way I kind of – I mean, I don't know. They've got a good team. I think they can do a lot of good things. But their first 4 or 5 games, they could run – I'm not going to say it, but they could have a really good start to the season.
All right. We were in the Northeast Kansas League. Let's see if we can get to the Twin Valley League here as Coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. Nick, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you taking some time tonight. I know you guys aren't doing jamboreeing tonight. You guys kind of have like an old school style soap scrimmage, is that right?
Yeah, the jamboree that we were in was at Highland last year, and obviously with Donovan West going to 11-man, that kind of fell through, and so we'll just kind of do our own thing this year, and yeah, got the community out, so it's a beautiful evening to play a little football.
No doubt. I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. Jamborees are a newer thing. And I felt like whenever it was like the soap scrimmage or whatever, it was a massive community event. And are you guys seeing that right now tonight with the community coming out?
Yeah, our booster club is putting on a picnic, and so they're feeding the community. So there's a lot of people up in the stands already.
Nice.
Tonight. So it's gonna be a fun evening.
Awesome. Well, hey, Coach. You know, we're previewing you guys again this year. Last year, I don't know if you were able to listen to the beginning portion of the show or not, but we were going over last year, and Boz picked you guys as his dark horse, and we put a big check mark next to you guys from a season ago because of the successes that you guys had. If you can, just tell me about preparation, the off season, the summer workouts, and the way the team's sitting at right now, and how things are looking for you.
You know, we have, like you said, we had a really good group last year, and most of those guys are returning for us this year. And, you know, our mindset's really good right now. Our summer workouts were good. Practices have been fantastic. You know, you always look for kids to mature, you know, as they get older, and you hope they take that step. And so far, that's what we've seen. So, you know, we're excited to get things kicked off and going, and, you know, hope we can stay healthy. And because we're not quite as deep as we were a year ago, but
sure.
A lot of our guys are, you know, a year older, a year stronger, and hopefully a year smarter. And, you know, like I said, schedule is brutal for us this year, but we ought to be nice and battle-tested come postseason time.
Well, that's what I was going to follow up with was the schedule. And it just doesn't get easy for anybody in 8-man, especially 8-man Division II, when you're playing against opponents like what you got. When you see your schedule and you understand what you got, I mean – just tell me what it's like, you know, with those kids, you know, keeping their heads, you know, nose to the grindstone, focus in one game at a time.
Well, I think they understand what their goal is, and, you know, until we get into district play, it is what it is. Obviously, you want to go win as many football games as you can, but you want to you want to try to improve as a team and like I said, get yourself to be playing really well come district time. And like I said, our schedule is going to do that. We have both eight-man state champions on our schedule, and then you throw Hanover and Thunder Ridge and Clifton Clyde in there. So
yeah.
I would take our – I'd put our schedule up against any eight-man schedule in the state.
I wouldn't even limit it to eight-man, Coach. I think that goes up against any schedule in the state, no matter the classification. And it's something that prepares you for postseason play, does it not?
Yeah, that's the hope, you know, kind of how the football scheduling goes. And there's some games that are set for you and some you got to find. And once you start winning a few football games, there's not as many schools that are interested in playing you. So we got to play the teams that will play us and go see what happens.
Well, Frankfort team that generated over 42 points a game last year, and like Coach Anderson just referenced a minute ago, a lot of people coming back for this 2024 season. Coach, good luck tonight, good health tonight for your guys' scrimmage, and good luck starting next week with the season.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for joining us. That was Coach Nick Anderson with the Frankfort Wildcats. And Baza, again, your dark horse team from a year ago, they finished 9-3. But, you know, I think that there's something to be said about the consistency that you've seen from Frankfort over the years.
No, it is. I mean, they're a powerhouse program every single year. Unfortunately, they go against another powerhouse in Axtell. They lost two games last year to Axtell, the other one to Linden, who was a fantastic team.
State champion.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Anderson, he's exactly right. You look at the schedule, and it's a gauntlet, absolute gauntlet. I mean, you throw Hanover in there, Clifton Clyde, Thunder Ridge. I mean, there's not a night off where you could relax and say, okay, maybe my starters are going to get a little rest tonight. I mean, they got to give everything every night. And they did last year and had a really good season. And they returned Wes Anderson, my quarterback.
Your guy.
My guy. I've never met the young man.
I think that's what I should have said that to Coach. Hey, Boz is always hyped up Mr. Wes Anderson.
That's right. I'm a fan.
And I think we need to set up this this meet and greet. You know, it's a 17-year-old kid that's going to look at you and be like, what do you want, old man?
What's this old man, Lou? Well, here's the thing. Last year, and that's one of the reasons I picked him last year, he threw for 2,184 yards last year.
Yeah.
Fantastic season, 63% completion percentage. I mean, the guy is just money. And here's another cool statistic for him. His yardage total, first among all quarterbacks in eight-man division, or in eight-man, and 13th among all quarterbacks in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid's a player, and he's just a junior this year.
He's an athlete. He's a great basketball player, too, for the Frankfort basketball team. But, again, you gotta get out there and see what happens. Again, we're going to talk with Coach Detweiler from Axtell coming up in a little bit as well.
Yep.
We got some more coaches to get to from around the area. You'll hear from Coach David Boucher from Royal Valley. We'll hear from Coach Glatzik from Nemaha Central. Coach Caleb Wick coming up here in just a little bit as well. Mike Paramore from Perry LeCompton. And still holding out hope that Seth Mills from McLeod will be giving us a little bit of time as well. And then Jeff Schneider will end it for us here today from JCN a little bit later on in the show. And so as we await our next coach, which will be Coach Caleb Wick from Jackson Heights, getting it now back to the Northeast Kansas League. When we look at Northeast Kansas League, Bob, I guess I can't get ahead of myself.
Yeah, slow down.
I got to slow down because this scoreboard show doesn't just happen, does it?
No, not really.
No, we got some business sponsors to get to, and because without them, we don't have a show. Yeah. So we should probably thank some of our business partners here for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We got Caleb Wick coming up next here on the MSC Radio Network. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Preview action here on the MSC Radio Network.
Other items like a football suite, a basketball road trip, and reserve parking spot for sporting events. Come out to show your support for the NC Thunder students.
The term free does not come around very often. Now is the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at giantcom, that's giantcomm.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home.
Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's preview edition. It's jamboree. It's soap scrimmage, whatever you want to call it.
Any of them above.
We're getting ready for next Friday as we kick off the football season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a Friday. It is 6:13, just turned 6:14, and 84 degrees outside. It's the perfect night for some football, is it not?
Can you believe it? Most of the time, late August, it's heat index of 110. Mm. It's just nasty out.
Yeah.
It's a sign. It's football season.
Let's get it. Well, let's keep the good things going here with our conversations with coaches. We're joined now at the Royal Valley Jamboree this evening by head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Coach, how's it going down there?
Oh, it's going pretty great. Like you said, you can't beat this weather. I mean, low humidity, sun's out, got the music playing, watching Osage City warm up right now, and let me tell you, they look like they got some studs, so they'll probably springboard into the good season they had last year, but,
right.
You know, just coming down here, being in this jamboree, you know, we got that Royal Valley, which will bring that, you know, power football attack around the wishbone, and I know they expect big things this year, and, you know, like I said, with Osage City, they'll come out and also, you know, be that physical football team and run it right at you. And then you bring a Mission Valley team that was a great team last year and made the playoffs, and we played in the playoffs. So, yeah. You know, they're bringing a lot of people back too. So it's going to be a really great jamboree for us.
Tell me about the offseason. That's what I've been asking all the coaches so far is, you know, the information about offseason, whether it's the workouts in the summer or the kids, you know, getting around, whether they're throwing hay with grandpa or whatever they've been doing. What's it look like for you getting all those team camps and everything done, and now we're just a week away from season starting?
I mean, it's been great. Everybody's been excited. The kids did an exceptional job there in the summer. And, you know, I might be a little some coaches around the state, but, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we tried to have practices 2 or 3 times a week. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, by the time August rolled around, our kids were kind of burnt out. You know, they didn't really have that fire anymore. So, you know, we were a little bit more low key this year. You know, we went some 7-on-7s with Sabetha and Fall City and, on Wednesdays, and that was great for us. And, besides that, you know, a couple kids went to some combines, but, overall the weight room, attendance was exceptional. Some kids really changed their bodies, and, a lot of our young men turned into men over the summer. So that's always good to see, you know, as a coach coming in, during August and, you know, preseason camp. But yeah, it's been an exciting year. The kids really worked hard, and, I'm really ready to hit somebody else.
I can imagine that to be the case. Now, you're talking about kids that have been getting after it and turning into men. And I want to give a shout out. I'm going to let you do the actual like numbers or if you want to, but I know you've got a lineman that has just tore up the weight room this summer. Do you care to share anything about J.W. Moore?
I mean, J.W. Moore is a special kid, not just a special football player, but a special kid. You know, in our preseason pep rally that we had last night for our community, he was the one that didn't really have to. He volunteered to give a speech in front of the whole, you know, student body and community. It's just the kind of person he is. I know he was a Boy Scout. I'm pretty sure an Eagle Scout. He's just an exceptional human being, and he definitely put in the work over the summer. You know, his last numbers were, don't quote me on it. I might be off
sure,
a couple
yeah.
pounds here, but I'm saying like 635 pound squat, 410 pound bench, and then around 315, 320 pound clean. So his numbers have been exceptional. Yeah, they've been exceptional. He's kind of a freak. we're lucky that he's on our side. You know, we went to the Revive Combine, you know, put on by Keegan Schumann there that puts on an exceptional camp. And he ran a 4.6 down there, 4.40, and had a 36-inch vertical. So, you know, it's not just that he's strong, but he's also a specimen. We hope it translates to the football field.
Sure, yeah.
We'll see here shortly. But, you know, he's definitely put in the work, and he deserves that, you know, all the accolades. Hopefully he'll get at the end of the year because he's worked tremendously hard.
Yeah, I was actually telling Boz about this kid last weekend,
yeah.
And I don't think I gave him as much credit as far as the weight total. I didn't realize it was that much, but, you know, Boz, I mean, you know, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, it's incredibly impressive. Well, and, you know, you see kids that might be really strong at bench or they might do great squats, but when you start looking at the numbers he's putting up in all those different areas, the kid is just phenomenal.
All right, Coach, final
– he's
go ahead.
He's been great. You know, there's always stuff you need to work on, you know, being a position switch, we switched him from D line to middle linebacker this year. So, you know, that transition is going to be a little, you know, a learning curve to start out with. And you just need to keep working on that lateral quickness. He's a downhill linebacker right now, and we needed to be in a little bit more better in space. So we're definitely working on that, you know, day in and day out as well.
Coach, I know you got to get back at it here in a little bit, get the guys warmed up and ready to go, but I wanted to end with this. You know, you guys have an All-State player in Drake Mellies that's back in year three of your system. You got some running backs in their senior year. It seems to me that this is a group ready to make a deep push. Do you feel that's the mindset from the kids as well?
You know, I think the kids know that we have the talent to be in every football game we play this year. And, you know, our motto this year is if we can execute at 90% efficiency, we're gonna be pretty good this coming year. You know, you never like to count your chickens before they hatch. You know, injuries, sickness, all that stuff occurs. And, you know, we're just here wanting to get better each and every day, just day in and day out. And hopefully by the time playoff season comes, we're playing our best football. That's all you can ask for.
Coach, always appreciate your time. Always appreciate the conversation. You guys kick off next week at Riverside. Good luck tonight in the Jamboree. Stay healthy, and good luck next week as season gets underway.
All right. Thank you, guys, and thank you for everything you do for Northeast Kansas. It's exceptional work, and we all applaud you for that.
All right. Appreciate you, Caleb. All right, Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras and Boz. I mean, this is a team that we can't pick as a dark horse because they're getting the publicity, I think, that they deserve.
Yeah, this was your dark horse last year.
Basketball.
Oh, basketball.
Yeah,
what was your JCN? That's right. How'd I forget that? No, you're right. We can't pick these guys. And, you know, here's one thing that I like. Every time we talk to these coaches, they do a really good job of level setting. Maybe every kid, when the season starts, their mantra is, we're going to win state. You know, we're going to win state. Every kid kind of has that mentality. It's kind of up to the coach to make sure that they do the things they need to do to make that happen. And I love it. We hear it all the time. Coaches just say, we got to get better each and every day. And the really good programs, that started last May.
Yeah.
You know, when school's out, they're putting in the work over the summer. I like what Coach Wick said, the young men became men.
Yeah.
And that happens. I mean, I looked down Drake Mellies as a junior, phenomenal athlete as a freshman and sophomore. Becoming a man also means maturing mentally.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, understanding what's going on around him and how he can play better, how he can make the people around him better.
Yeah, and I think that's a big key. When you look at the successes, even historically, not just that we're not just talking Jackson Heights exclusively here, but whether it's Axtell, Nemaha Central, Holton, Sabetha, Troy's had good years, Jackson Heights, Frankfort, I mean, I could list off every single school.
Yeah,
when you look at
Hanover.
Thank you. Keep going. Yeah. And it's about the off season for those programs. And you start at a young age. I'm gonna give a brief shout out here for Caleb Wick, and then we'll move on to our next coach, which will be Eric Detweiler from Axtell. He'll be on the line with us in just a second. But you know, a lot of programs they see it start at a younger age. You don't see a lot of places, and I'm talking outside of Northeast Kansas here, where the head football coach from the high school level is coaching kindergartners and first graders.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what Caleb Wick has been doing. That's what other coaches in this area do, and that's what I think churns that consistency.
Yeah. I'll give you just a quick story. I was out in Western Kansas coaching football out there, and I hope people understand, and we talk about it all the time, so we're kind of beating it into their heads, but Northeast Kansas football is special.
Yes.
There's no other way to put it. And when I was in Western Kansas, not saying there's not good teams out there.
Sure.
But the school I was at, it was really tough to get buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
Summer workouts, putting in time and effort, community backing, starting kids in little kid programs.
Yeah.
There was some that wanted to, but it was hard to get the buy-in from a nucleus of people that could make that happen.
Again, and you were a part of that even locally here when your kids were growing up, being involved in that and helping, you know, instill that kind of system at a young age for these kids so that it becomes second nature the older that they get.
Yeah, I mean, in Holton, we were my son's class. We were playing flag football kindergarten through third grade.
Yeah.
And we were running a lot of the same plays, roughly, that the high school was running. So by the time they were in fourth grade, they could go to a high school football game, and they could say, that's that play, that's that play, that's that play. I mean, they learned from an early age, and everybody gets behind that.
Yeah. And that's what my kids are now getting to the age. You know, my oldest is in third grade. He's getting ready to start his second year of flag football with a certain program, and he's learning that, and that's exactly what's happening because we're watching game film at home from last year's team.
Yeah.
And he's telling me, hey, this is what coach is running in practices with us.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, to me, when an 8-year-old is got that concept, it's not going to leave him when he turns 15, 16.
No, well, they're learning about it. And the cool thing, too, is they want to wear that jersey.
Oh,
I always told the older kids, the high school players, there's lots of little eyes that are watching. So all the kids that are playing high school football, everything they do matters.
Yeah,
because there's so many little kids that they want to wear that uniform and they want to be out there on Friday nights under the light.
They're going to look up to those kids for sure. This gentleman right here knows a lot about people looking up to him and his program right now, Coach Eric Detweiler. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, awesome, man. We're excited. Football time is now. We are back at the grind. How has it been for you off season with you know, just a simple, you know, 3-time state champion, and then you go to the off season, man? I mean, how's life been the last few months leading up to now?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been great. Kids buy in all the time in the summer program. You know, they come in and you know, I don't hardly have to ever have to go get any kids and call them and say, hey, where are you at? And you know, they got respect between me and, you know, and the school. And you know, hey, if they're going to miss, if they're sick, they know they give me a phone call and say, hey, I can't make it this morning, I'm ill. And you know, so, you know, we got great kids, great culture around here where, you know, the kids are buying into the summer program and they're here all summer long and you know, chomping at the bit, just getting ready to go tonight. They, you know, are excited. You could just tell the first day of practice that, man, the anticipation was high. They were they were jacked up for something they've been working on all summer long. And you know, it's a great feeling to have them come in and be that excited.
It's time to hit somebody else other than their teammates tonight, Coach. Tell me about the Jamboree that you're going to tonight.
Yeah, you know, so we actually get to host one this year. You know, last couple years we've been on the road, but yeah, we get to host one here in Axel, and we got Washington County and Blue Valley here, and you know, a beautiful night for it. So yeah, we're looking for our kids to step up and see who's going to fill those roles that you know, our three seniors that lost last year.
That's my follow up. Is you did lose a couple seniors a season ago that were pretty important players for your guys' roster, but you brought back so many as well. It's interesting from a broadcaster perspective and as a fan as well, when you look at how an 8-man Division II school can continue to turn in more kids in a plug-and-play kind of position. What's that been like for you as you're preparing for tonight's Jamboree and the season as a whole, when you know that you got a few roles that you got to get filled?
Well, you know, we just come out of the locker room here, honestly, a little bit ago, and that's exactly what I told the guys. I'm looking for kids that are playing confident and fast and know exactly what they're doing. And I tell you, you know, we got really good depth over here. You know, we lost three seniors with, you know, Grady, Grant, and Sawyer, and honestly lost a lot of size, you know. But we got kids that are fighting for positions, and, you know, practices have been extremely competitive, and you know, we got two or three options to put in about every position, and you know, we got really good depth and, you know, something that's most eight man schools don't have, you know.
Yeah.
And we're just fortunate to have athletes and kids that are buying into the program and are, you know, excited about winning.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. I got to ask you here. So obviously expectations are high, looking for a 4-peat. Do you sense any pressure that the kids feel with that, or is it just business as usual?
You know, honestly, no. You know, we know there's a target on our back. You know, you kind of be blind not to see that.
Sure.
But, you know, our kids don't, you know, I don't see it at all. You know, we use it to our advantage, to be honest with you. We know there's a target on our back, you know, that everybody wants to kind of break our winning streak. And we use that for motivation to work harder and, you know, do the little things that other schools aren't doing to continue our winning tradition. So,
yep.
You know, to answer your question, no, we don't feel any pressure. You know, we know what it takes to win and hopefully we can do that.
You bet.
I got to ask you, Coach, as you guys are getting ready to get this thing rolling here this evening, when you're preparing for a Jamboree, it obviously is a little bit different than a live game situation. But from a coach's perspective, are you treating this like it's a game tonight?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You know, a lot of times in the games, the officials are maybe a little short on the whistle. And, you know, I haven't confirmed with them yet tonight how we're going to play this exactly. But, yeah, we're treating it exactly like a game. You know, it's... you know, our locker room is a little bit different. We're not quite as amped up as we are, you know, for this thing. But yeah, so it's a little different in that perspective. But I tell our kids that, yeah, we're playing 100% to the whistle. Absolutely.
Well, I love it, Coach. 39-game winning streak for the Axel Eagles, 3-time defending state champions, 8-man Division II. Coach, you guys start your season off next week with a road trip to Lynn. I wish you nothing but the best of luck and the best of health tonight, and then good luck beginning next week here in 2024.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And you know, we love the coverage and hope you guys continue to do that.
Absolutely. We won't stop, my friend. Coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles joining us here tonight. And Boz, I mean, again, this is a guy that knows to the grindstone, one game at a time mentality still. I love it.
Here's what's interesting. If you've never taken time to drive to Axel, Kansas and watch a football game.
Come on, yeah.
It's impressive. You know, they've got a jumbotron at this little field that's amazing. The fans are just crazy. It's kind of what I picture. There's a lot of small towns around Northeast Kansas that do this, but you got fans lined up all the way around the field. The grandstands are packed. It's just complete buy-in from kids, community, coaches, everything. It's a really exciting time. And, you know, the thing is, they're trying to accomplish something incredible, going for a 4-peat. They lost about 500 pounds off of their offensive line.
Yep.
And that wasn't just 500 pounds that stands there. Those boys could move.
Move.
They could
strong.
They could get off the line, get blocks downfield. So those are massive gaps. And I love it, Coach Detweiler. He's like, hey, we got guys ready.
Yeah.
Next guy up. It's now it's your turn.
Now is the time for you to step up and shine, because at one point you know, just like he referenced with like Sawyer Dieters as an example. At one point, Sawyer was that same kid. That
exactly.
You got to step up now, and he did that. And again, it's a great thing to watch. It's a great thing to basically just see and be a part of, you know, from a fan's perspective, for sure. All right, we got to step aside and get some more big thanks to our business partners that make this show possible here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz hanging out with you here. It's our preview edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Mike Paramore from Perry Lecompton, also David Boucher from Roll Valley, Jeff Schneider from Jefferson County North, and Michael Glancic from Nemaha Central. It's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Preview edition here on this Friday. Good evening to you, MSC Radio.
Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Dennison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The term free does not come around very often. Now is the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at GiantCom, that's GiantCOMM.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
All right, we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, preview edition here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hey, did you realize that there is a brand new radio station, a part of the MSC Radio Group, in case you didn't know? We're going to be having a handful of games that are going to be on that station down services Holton, Topeka, Lawrence area. And so we're going to be – some of the games this year might get shifted onto that depending upon matchup. But if all else fails, Boz, you know what app people need to get?
What do they need?
They need to get the MSC Radio app. And you just go to your app store or you go to Google Play on your phone and download the MSC Radio app. That will have all six radio stations on it. Ease of access for you to listen to whatever game you're wanting to listen to that night that's covered across our networks. It's a great app for you to have. Games, schedules, different things like that on a calendar will be uploaded as the season progresses, and so you'll know what game's going to be on what station. And you can even get a notification, Boz. Don't you there love you when your phone pings you and says, hey, scoreboard show with Jake and Boz starts in 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
I love that.
That'd be pretty slick, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. That's something you can have once you get yourself that MSC Radio app. Well, hey, we thank you for hanging out with us here on a Friday night. It's a preview edition of the Scoreboard Show, and we're joined now down in Hoyt as we've got Royal Valley Panther head coach David Boucher on the phone with us. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we welcome it. We love that you're on here, sir, because we want to talk some football with you. And like I've asked every coach leading up to this moment right now, tell me about the off season. Tell me about the summer workouts, the preparation for a night such as tonight.
Oh, it's first of all, you guys do such a great job covering our stuff, so I really appreciate it. We had a great summer. We took another step as a program. Kids bought in and have done more and more work every summer, whether it's our two pad camps or our regular camp or just strength and conditioning. You know, we averaged more than 36 kids a day,
awesome.
We had 24 kids were over 100% attendance. You know, we had 48 kids come to pad camps, and we averaged 30 people at our 7-on-7 competition. And so it's, you know, every year we've been here, we keep getting better and better. So it's exciting.
That's the biggest thing that you look for, right? At season to season progressions and the improvements. And so when we're looking at, you know, first off, I wanted to ask you about the realignment. We've asked some coaches about different leagues that they're in. We've talked to Troy's, Jasper about going to the Northeast Kansas League. Now we've got, you know, the Big East has now become, our sports director, Brandon Tabin, said, probably the best league in the state when we added now four new teams into the Big Seven and recreate now to the Big East. What's it like from a coach's perspective when you see, okay, this league is now shifted and now where it's at?
Oh, we love it. We love the challenge. You know, it's exciting playing the best league in the state. You know, in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. You got to compete against the best. And that's what we're all about here, accepting challenges and keep growing every day. So we're excited for it.
Tell me about, as you guys get ready for game one next week, tonight's Jamboree. I know, remind me, you got Jackson Heights there, Osage City there.
And Mission Valley.
Mission Valley. So when you,
yep.
And you guys are hosting this, tell me about your preparation as a coach preparing for a Jamboree like this with different league schools from different leagues and different classifications. Get yourself ready to go.
You know, we don't really prepare. It's all about us. It's us versus us.
Sure.
Tonight, it's just a great practice. I love that Keisha added these in 2019. It was a great change. So we can at least get a game feel, you know, even if it is more, it's still just a practice and doesn't really count. As long as we, you know, take care of our business and just keep executing at our level and at our standard, you know, it's going to be an exciting time. So we don't really worry about, the other teams. You know, Osage City, we could see in the playoffs. You know, Jackson Heights and Mission Valley, of course, are a smaller classification.
Sure.
But, other than Osage City, we're really not going to see these two guys again. And it's, you know, it's just exciting to get out here and hit somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's the common thing, Boz, that we keep hearing from coaches. These kids are ready to hit somebody else, not their own.
They grow weary of banging on each other all the time.
So when you guys take the field, tell me what you're looking for tonight out of your kids tonight.
You know, of course, you know, the ball. You know, taking care of the football and getting the ball and trying to create turnovers is always a key thing to winning and to getting better. And that's something we got to get better at, you know, from last season to this season. But also just executing our stuff, you know, eliminating false steps or taking less false steps than we did yesterday or the day before, filling gaps, taking proper angles in the defensive backfield, executing the calls on defense, executing the blocking assignments on offense, just executing, and doing the things that we need to do to be ready for Hiawatha next week.
Want to give a shout-out to some of the kids specifically, especially in your backfield, Coach. You got Nolan Bausch and Jackson Stevens as potentially the best two-headed monster in the Big East. What seems to click with those guys in your backfield?
You know, first of all, they're good friends. They block for each other. They compete for each other, and they compete in everything. And I think whether it's golf or checkers, doesn't matter. And I think they really enjoy getting after each other and helping each other out, competing. They're two great kids. You know, we have to replace Aiden at quarterback, and I think we're going to be able to do that with we're still trying a couple different cats out here and there. And we got to replace Tyson Parks at our fullback position. And so we got a roving competition with that. And so tonight is a big step for them in that competition. You know, but well, you know, the ones I'm really most excited about are the guys up front. You know, Robert Griffith Jr. is probably one of the best offensive linemen in the Big East that no one knows about, maybe in the entire state that no one knows about, because he tore his ACL in the first quarter of game one last year. Mm-hmm. You know, we had 150 yards of rushing in one quarter, and then he tears his ACL against Hiawatha.
Sure.
You know, and that's just unfortunate. And I'm excited, super excited. He's a great kid. That's a 3-year captain for us. 100% weight room attendance all the time, and you know, he just, you know, gets his leg caught, and that's how it goes. So I'm excited to see him back out here for the first time. You know, Mason Irwin up front, Junior Wawasik is the new kid for us as seniors. Josh Rodewall comes back as a sophomore. Mace Pamami as a junior, and all the, you know, just excited to see those kids kind of mesh together on the offensive line. That's what gets me excited. As an old offensive lineman, that's what gets me excited.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Coach. I told you this off the air earlier, and I want everybody listening to know that Royal Valley is a team to keep an eye on this year. I firmly believe that. I believe you guys have got things cooking in the right direction. So I wish you nothing but the best of luck tonight, and stay healthy, and good luck next week as you guys kick your season off again. As you mentioned, you guys host Hiawatha to begin your 2024 season.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And, we're going to try to be as best as we can be and keep competing. So.
All right, Coach
Thank
David
you.
Boucher of the Royal Valley Panthers, thank you for the time here this evening. As, I think with what Coach Boucher was talking about, you know, we said it last year. I can't remember if it was we were talking JCN or what we were talking about, but we talked about the big guys up front don't get much credit.
Yeah.
And he went straight to the big guys up front as his favorite place to
I think he understands the importance, and most coaches do, of their offensive line. And here's what's interesting. You look at these guys. They are big dudes. They look – I mean, when you look through there, you mentioned Robert Griffith Jr. This kid is a big guy, 6'1", 260. They've got another lineman, Mason Irwin, 5'11", 225. Josh Rodewald, 6', 235. Mason Mahami, 6'6", 300. They got some beef up front. Yeah. And with what they have in the backfield,
yeah,
that is a lethal combination.
But the big thing right now, and he even mentioned it, was the quarterback position. They're still not sure where they're going with that yet, and that's something that, you know, in our preview magazine, again, you can go to mscsports.net, mscnews.net, and find different locations where you can pick up your free Pigskin preview. And that's one thing Brandon talked about in his preview magazine was needing to find out who that quarterback's going to be. It could be a multiple guy position for Royal Valley this year.
Yeah, that is tough. I mean, you love competition on your team. You like guys pushing each other to get better, and that's probably what's happening there. But it's tough as a coach because you kind of want to make a decision. I guess there's two schools of thought. You can rotate offensive series. You can bring a new guy in every time. I personally think that's really hard to do. Timing is always an issue, and I don't know, they stand on the sideline for a series and then got to get back in. It just disrupts flow, I think. So, you know, if they can find one guy that can get the job for them done and Coach Boucher feels comfortable with it, then, I think the sky's the limit for this young team.
I agree. And, again, they got some size up front as well on that defensive and offensive line. And even their backer, that middle level of the defense, has got some new pieces that are some kids that have really grown in the past season strength-wise. And that's what makes this team one that you definitely want to kind of keep your eye on as the season progresses along in the Big East. That's the Royal Valley Panthers with Coach David Boucher. Boz, you want to keep it in the Big East?
Come on.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, let's go.
Do you like talking to people that are back-to-back state champions?
Always.
You're good with that?
Come on.
Okay, all right. We're going to have to go ahead and bring in Coach Glatzik from the Nemaha Central Thunder. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's football season, so I think everybody's happy.
Heck yeah.
Everybody's happy. Tell me right now, you're hanging out, you got a great evening, you got good, you know, weather, and you're getting ready to I guess are you in your break right now? You've already had a couple series?
Yeah, we had a couple series already. Beautiful weather. Two really good teams to try came over. Hiawatha came over. Both JV varsity's going, so it's been awesome so far.
Tell me about the preparation for the season, Coach. I've asked every coach this question to this point. Summertime workouts, after last season is completed, you know, what has it been like for your program as you guys are building everything back together, getting for that next push for this year?
Yeah, we had a really good summer. We only had about 41, 42 kids out, which is kind of low, lower than normal. Only four seniors returning, so we put the leadership in them strongly for the summer, and they've done a tremendous job of showing up to weights this summer. That's all 41 of them, and you can see it translating so far in the first couple weeks of practice.
When you're looking at replacing, as you mentioned, some pretty key pieces to your guys' roster, you guys got your quarterback back, so there's a lot of moving pieces that maybe need to get solidified for your team. Is that a fair assessment, or are you guys comfortable and ready to get this season underway?
Oh, I think every coach will say they got some work to do, just like us. We got some question marks to fill. Obviously Carter's really good because he had a really good offensive line last year, and he will give credit for that too. Like I said, we lost three really good offensive linemen, one playing at K-State, one of the other at Baker, and the other at Highland, and we miss them. But I think Reese Garrity and Abram Kine, the lone returners, are going to help out those young bucks stepping in, the juniors stepping in there. And I think it's going to take a couple games to gel together, but I think we'll be just fine.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. A question I got for you. I mean, I asked Coach Detweiler this, obviously, back-to-back-to-back state titles. You guys are in that same boat back-to-back. Obviously expectations are high. There's pressure there. But, you know, do you get a feeling from the kids? Do they feel that? Do you feel that that gets to them at all? Or do they just keep practicing day after day and getting better?
As a coach's staff, we try not to stress it too much. I think the kids know that obviously there's a huge target on our backs. And just like I told him last week, we got to practice it like that every day. We got to get 1% better. We got to focus on us, and the most important team is the next one on the schedule. So I think this group has done well with that so far, and I guess we'll see next week against Marysville.
You guys kick off your season next week at home against Marysville. Tell me a little bit about. I asked Coach Boucher from Roll Valley a minute ago about this, but the Big East, the new Big East that is now formed, and you're familiar with Riley County because of postseason, or a Silver Lake because of postseason in the past, but now that you got some of those teams in the league, what's your perspective as a coach when you see those kind of teams form into this Big East that our sports director Brandon Tabman thinks could be the best league in the state?
Oh yeah, that's exactly right. Obviously with the Big Seven was tough before, the Mid East League was tough before, multiple state championships in both, and now we form. And I think that's going to put us more on the map of the state of Kansas, which is awesome for not just football, but all sports. Football is different because, you can play so many league games, with the district. Rossville's only playing three, we're only playing four. But those four teams are going to be legit, and it's not going to be any cakewalks, this year and the following years.
Boz, you got anything else for Coach Glatzik?
No, just get after it. Good luck, Coach.
Hey, appreciate it, guys.
All right.
What you do.
Yeah, no problem. That's Coach Michael Glatzik of the Nemaha Central Thunder trying to go back to back. Boz, as they completed back-to-back seasons at state titles for that program. And, I was going to ask Coach Glatzik about this, because I know you're going to want to talk about it in a little bit anyway. But, his alma mater had a pretty good game last night.
Yeah, they did. Duh.
We got Seth in the other room waving the wheat right now. You're playing Lindenwood. Yeah, that's a good win.
That's okay. It's a win. It doesn't matter. There's been plenty of seasons where that would have been an iffy game that they may or may not have won. So,
yeah.
I'm happy. get a win. Let's go. Keep moving.
Okay, so we got to step aside. When we come back, we'll have Coach Jeff Schneider from JCN and hopefully Coach Mike Paramore from the Perry LeCompton Cause as we roll along here on the preview edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're just getting started here for the 2024 season. Come back. Hang out with us once more as we're getting close to 7 o'clock hour here on the MSC Radio Network.
The term free does not come around very often. Now is the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at GiantCom, that's GiantCOMM.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
The Nemaha Central Booster Club would like to invite everyone to the Booster Bash on Friday, August 30th at the Seneca City Park immediately following the football jamboree. The live auction will begin at approximately 9 p.m. with hay from local farmers and other items like a football suite, a basketball road trip, and reserve parking spot for sporting events. Come out to show your support for the NC Thunder students.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received a Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, right at home.
Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You think the folks at home, Boz, were worried that We Will Rock You was not going to play tonight?
I don't think so. That's a staple.
It is a staple. We have mixed up a little bit of music.
Yeah.
You have to. It can't be the same all the time.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's like going to your favorite restaurant ordering the same thing every time. You don't got to change it.
Chicken Parmigiana. Kind of my fave.
Okay.
All right. Hey, welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Say hi, Boz.
Hey, everybody.
There we go. Haven't done that yet this year, have we?
Nope.
And we're sitting here just doing a preview. We're previewing a lot of like jamborees, talking with a lot of coaches, but we're wanting to give highlights to as many programs and kids as we can. We can't hit all 50 schools that we cover, but we're doing our best.
Yeah, there's so many good programs out there. We could talk a long, long time about all the schools in Northeast Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's the point of I guess how we wake up every single day knowing that, hey, we get to take this in,
yeah,
and see these kids develop, see these kids grow. And then, you know, when we're talking to these coaches, you know, they're consistently, you know, giving us insight and their programs and stuff like that. That doesn't happen everywhere.
No.
You know, the and seeing the development that these relationships with kids and coaches are, these, yeah, coaches are way more than just a coach to these kids.
Absolutely. 100%.
And then, again, at the end of the day, football's great. Sports are great. But it's all about making them into good young men and stuff. So
I'll tell you a little real quick story, because, you know, I coached for a long time. And
hold on. We're going to get a little teary?
You might. Because, well,
I'm a pretty sensitive dude.
You are kind of a sensitive guy. So coaches put in tons and tons of hours that a lot of people really don't even recognize. Late night films and practices and travel time and prep work and all that kind of stuff. And I remember when I was coaching, my mom asked me, like, why do you do this? It was late. I was tired. And after the end of the season, I got a text from a player.
Mm.
And it was a long, long text just thanking me for the time and just building him up and trying to make him the best he could be as a young man, as a basketball player. And that is 100% why you do it.
Mm. You are going to make me all emotional. We got to get Seth in here. I can't be having that. Seth, you over there? Well, you know, there's just a part.
I can't handle all your emotions on top of everything else you got.
Jason, he's an emotional guy.
I'm just an emotional dude. Hey, we got Seth hanging out with us here tonight as well. We've got Nebraska football underway, and we got people running those games. Seth's burning the midnight oil. You know, you guys hear him, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's nearly 7 o'clock. Still grinding over there. And I said, Seth, why don't you talk to me about some Hiawatha? Because Seth's a play-by-play. He runs the Hiawatha channel, the Red Hawk channel, excuse me. And, you know, tell me a little bit about the season, Seth, of what we can expect. I know you said yourself, the community's excited.
Yeah, community's excited. I think that the biggest thing to tell you about this year is you got to look back at the last couple of years, just because, you know, there's been so much that has happened. You know, you look at injuries over the last 2 years. You look at the fact that there's a new coach and new assistant coaches this year that come in and are bringing kind of a new mindset to the team.
Yeah.
They really, this offseason, the first thing the coaches did was not, you know, strap on pads and start going over plays. They went and they did some team building things, some personality development stuff, and really get these kids to try to buy into more of a team-like, family-like mentality. So that was, you know, as a community member, that was really good to see. The other thing that I think this year is going to be is there's some new teams. You know, we've Hiawatha, you know, somehow, you know, being 30 minutes from, you know, Missouri, wound up being a West team in their district bracket, you know, for the last 2 years. So, I mean, they were making road trips to Clay Center and Concordia. It was just, it was pretty brutal, I think, on the team. And on top of that, with injuries to starting quarterbacks, you know, like two or three times last year and the year before, there's just a lot of players. I think there's just a lot of hope that, you know, maybe this is the year that, you know, last year they won the first game of the season, and, you know, it wasn't pretty, but they lost a starting quarterback in that game, and then they come out here, lose that second game and kind of a heartbreaker to Jeff West. And, you know, then they go up and they got to, you know, take on the perennial powers, and, you know, they wind up having to go to Hayden. And then they, you know, just from that point on, it was just kind of a rough season. So for this year, I think there's a lot of competitive games. You know, where you talk Royal Valley, you got Jeff West back on the schedule, Holton, you know, Sabetha, there's some games. We've got Oskaloosa as a game. You know, you still got tough games, but it's just a totally different look. And I think, quite frankly, it couldn't have come at a better time for the Redhawks.
Well, that's one thing, Seth. I think, you know, people that are listening, if they've never seen Hiawatha football, they might see, look past the last couple of years, and they might see a record.
Yeah.
And I think you hit on a key point. I mean, when you look the last couple of years, there's been devastating injuries on that team. And you start out the season with a mindset of, hey, this is the year, and then you see one of your guys go down, or maybe two guys go down. And I got to give a lot of kudos to the Hiawatha players, because that's tough to handle mentally. You know, you lose key pieces of your team, your teammate goes down, and they just keep plugging away, doing the best they can. So, you know, the excitement for this season, I can see that being a very positive thing. And then, just knock on wood, we keep guys healthy.
I think the other thing that's going to be interesting this year is you're going to see with that new coach, you know, the defense is going to be pretty scrappy, pretty strong. I think that's going to be interesting. But I also think your offense is going to be totally different. We've seen Hiawatha try to spread things out and throw it around a little bit. I'm not going to say they're not going to do that, but I do think you're going to see Hiawatha try to utilize, you know, Hiawatha's, you know, they've not necessarily been the biggest of teams, but they've got some speed. They've always had some speed and athleticism. And I think that they're going to maybe this year try to utilize that speed out of the backfield a little bit more. And you might see a little bit more quarterback running, a little bit more option play. So it's going to be a fun year at the very least. Like I said, just that change to the coaching staff. And honestly, got a kid in the program. He's a junior this year.
Yeah.
Big offensive lineman, Big Country, as he's known at the school. you know, he's had a good offseason, and I know that yeah, everybody's pretty excited. Honestly, get that first game underway. They start on the road again at Royal Valley, so you know right off the bat that you know they'll be tested. But again, hey, that's going to be the Big East. I think you're not going to play a Big East game this year without being tested by somebody.
No doubt about it. Well, Seth, appreciate you sliding in here, buddy, and giving us some insight on the Red Hawks. You can catch every Iowa. Yeah.
One more thing, just real quick, Rock Chalk.
Oh, okay. I'm getting ready to pub you up, and you know you can listen and watch every Red Hawk game on the Red Hawk channel. Just go to MSESports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Red Hawk channel. Listen to Seth give you all the insights, and he had to ruin that awesome moment for me by saying Rock Chalk. You know what? The good thing is I control your mic over here now.
Yeah, it's a very, very rare that happens.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right. That was Seth giving us an insight on Hiawatha. That was in the Big East League. Boz, now we're going to go to the Northeast Kansas League and talk a little
Charger
football. Charger. Because, again, I'm not going to pump myself up too much here, Boz, but I'm going to be a little pat on my back here. You want to help me out with that?
You go ahead.
All right. Dark Horse team from a year ago, Jeff Schneider joining us. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing well.
Appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. I know you're ready to rock and roll. You guys got stuff going on tonight. Just if you can, tell me, you know who all you guys seeing tonight? Are you doing just a solo scrimmage? You got a jamboree with some other teams? What's the game plan?
We're doing our inter-squad scrimmage here. We do a Gatorade scrimmage, trying to basically get donations so we can spread it out between our middle school and high school teams. So after games, we can supply it to the players. So we kind of stay in-house for the time being. Been doing that for several years and just want to continue to get a lot of snaps that way.
Yeah, you get a lot of snaps. You also get a great community opportunity too, right? A lot of people show up for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Sitting here looking at it, and our stands are full. Got people on inside. So, yeah, we're ready for the start of the season. It's exciting times for sure.
Yeah, coming off of the season you guys had a year ago, man, I mean, nobody expected anything from you. You guys were overlooked. You guys find your way in a state title game in a really successful season. How's the offseason been for you guys? I know you guys graduated a lot of dudes, but tell me about the offseason workouts and preparation and getting ready for your guys as a season to start.
Well, first off, you said a dark horse, and we talked early, but and we consider you guys to be good luck. So whenever you reach out, we're going to answer the call.
That's there we go.
But you know, we did. We had a terrific year last year. We had 11 seniors that have been playing ball for a long time for us. You know, most of them 3-year starters, and terrific athletes, terrific work ethic, all that stuff. The thing we try to talk to our team every year, you know, attrition's going to happen. You're going to lose players every year. You're going to graduate seniors. That's going to happen to everybody's program every year. But your level of expectation does not have to graduate. You know, your work ethic doesn't have to graduate. Your expectation doesn't have to graduate. So we've had a lot of guys this offseason. I mean, our numbers are actually higher than they were last year. We're sitting at 32.
Nice.
We were at 30 last year. Our summer attendance was outstanding. We got guys working hard. I think we pride ourselves on the weight room. I think our players take great pride in that. So, you know, great off season. We really enjoyed that. Good practices here early. You know, obviously a different look. We're a little bit younger this year, but I think that provides a lot of energy with a lot more openings. And the thing that I've liked is, you know, we had a lot of leadership with those seniors last year, but this group, our seniors and our juniors, the thing they talked about at the team meetings was, hey, coach, it's our time. You know, we know what it takes. We saw it. It looked good. It's our time. You know, we want to embrace that leadership role, and we've really seen guys mature, grow up, and become a lot more vocal. So it's been outstanding to watch.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. I don't want to take anything away from the start of a new season, but I do kind of want to backpedal a little bit. We didn't have a chance last year after the state title game. We didn't get you on air. We didn't get to talk about that. I just want to know for everybody listening, just – how cool was an experience was a state championship run there, what that meant for your program and the community?
Oh, just outstanding. You know, I'm an alumni here, so, you know, I have terrific pride, great pride in our program as it is, having played on the field, you know, been walking the halls, that sort of thing, many, many years ago, obviously, at this point in time. But, you know, it was fun. Everywhere we traveled, and we were on the road for two of the three playoff games there, and we had terrific fan attendance. It was just amazing. And then, you know, we did a pep rally there the day before we left to go out to Hayes, and our entire gym was just jam-packed.
That's awesome.
Community was out in full force. You know, we got people standing out in the parking lot, just a lot of energy and a lot of pride. So, I mean, I this community is terrific. You know, great place. Raised my kids here, grew up here, that sort of thing. It's just outstanding. And what they really did is just showed exactly who they are. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of good support.
All right, Coach. Well, I know you got a lot to get to yet tonight. I really appreciate you taking just a few minutes to call in and chat with us. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Stay healthy tonight, and you guys kick off your season next week at Marhill Mounts Academy. Before I let you go, though, the Northeast Kansas League has shifted a little bit. You got any thoughts on the way that the NEKL now looks with the addition of a couple different teams?
Well, I was in favor of it. You know, I know the coaches. We've actually played them, either cross-seeding, either been on our schedule in the past or cross-seeded into the playoffs. So familiarity with both of the new ads with Troy and Riverside. So, you know, I think it's a good thing. It really, with the 1A classification growing and with those teams staying in 1A, it really grew on the schedule with you're playing a lot more of your local rivals.
Yeah.
You know, you go back about 4 or 5 years, and we were traveling to just all over the place.
Right.
And there were only four districts in Kansas at 1A. And travel time, you just didn't have that local thing. Now, you know, you're playing a lot of those, and you're playing for districts, so the stakes are even higher. I was in favor, and I really think it's a good thing. So, you know, we're excited about that. We'll maybe grow a few more rivalries out of it, I think. But to keep the local ones and the ones that I grew up in was really exciting times.
That's awesome, Coach. Well, again, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with Boz and I, and good luck again as you start off next week at Marhill Mounts Academy to start off 2024.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Head Coach Jeff Schneider for the Jefferson County North
Chargers.
The Chargers.
JCN. It didn't take long to get back into that
well,
again.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about the Chargers. We got to get that going.
Your listeners are rolling their eyes right now at your Chargers.
Well, that's because I'm not in mid-season form yet.
Okay. It's preseason. It's our jamboree right now. That's what we're doing.
Yes, exactly. We're practicing just like everybody else is right now. Boz, before we get into our next segment here, initial thoughts on any notes or anything like that you've taken from these many different conversations we've had with coaches. We've talked with Twin Valley League, Northeast Kansas League, Big East League, and the different dynamics of different classifications going into the year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. We've talked a lot about the new Big East League, and I do think that's going to be one of the best conferences in the state. But when you get a couple teams, Troy, Riverside, into a new league, things are going to change a little bit. I think coaches maybe look down their schedule, and I don't want to downplay the toughness of the league, but when a team comes, like Troy, they come over to a new league, they get excited about different opponents, things like
sure,
that, where
yeah.
they can look at the schedule and say, okay, we can mark this off. Maybe we can look at getting a win. And coaches that say they don't ever look ahead in the schedule, but I promise you, we always do.
Right.
So I think that's going to be interesting with the league play. But from a coaching perspective, the things that I like, and you notice a lot of these coaches we talk to, they talk about daily improvement, focusing on the things they need to work on. They're constantly getting better every day. And then Coach Boucher, he said something I thought was really cool. He said, we took another step today as a program. And, you know, when you look back, there's not a lot of programs. Rarely does it happen where day one, they are at the top of the mountain.
Sure.
It's a process. It takes a long time for coaches to build into what they want their program to look like. And I just thought that was a really cool statement. We took another step into what his vision is for that program.
Right.
Getting buy-in from the kids and the team. Seth talked about the team building stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, it is a long process. And if you're not focused day by day, you may never get there.
And for the for those that have had the success in recent years of consistency and wins upon wins, 39-game winning streak for the actual Eagles or Nemaha Central with their back-to-back state titles. I mean, those programs did not ascend to where they're at by the flip of a switch in week one, like you're referencing.
No, it just takes time to build that.
And it takes community involvement, I think, too. And that's where, you know, when we do a show like this where we're previewing everything, and then even when we're in midseason form with going over scores and ramifications of certain games and different things of that nature, it's also a reminder for the fans in these communities to show up and show out for these kids, because it means something when these kids see the stands full.
Yeah,
it means something, like Coach Snyder just said, when there's a pep rally and the gym is overfilled and people are in the street. I mean, that resonates with a 15, 16-year-old more than you might realize.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling when you drive, you reference JCN, you know, they go down to Pitt Colgan and had a massive turnout. You know, people are driving 3 hours to watch their kids play, and fans that don't have kids, they're going to watch. And it's such a cool deal. And I think Northeast Kansas, that's why I say it's special like that. You know, we were able to go to Axtell a couple times last year, and you got the fans watching the game, and then you got about 30 8-year-olds or 6-7-year-olds playing football in the corner.
Yeah.
And I remember that as a kid. And so it's the community environment and all the stuff that goes along with it. There's nothing better.
I believe it was Coach Jasper from Troy that made the comment about talking to people, and they're saying, oh, yeah, we got practice on Friday nights.
Yeah, what?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
That's not Northeast Kansas football. That's not Southeast Nebraska football. I didn't think it was Northwest Missouri football, but apparently you got to – again, these you got to get out there on Friday nights, take in a football game, bring the fam, and enjoy what is going on, because, again, that's what it's about, is being there for the kids and ensuring that they know that you're there. Hey, we got one more segment to get to. We're going to wrap it up here for week one for our scoreboard show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday. Get used to it, Kansas Land and Care Country, MSC Radio Network. We're with you from now, Boz, until February.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers: time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank,
putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The term free does not come around very often. Now is the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at GiantCom, that's Giant, GiantCOMM.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSP Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Dorsey, as always, as we get back into the flow of things, final segment here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and we've talked with a handful of coaches here this evening, talking with Coach Derek Jasper of Troy, Nick Anderson of Frankfort, as well as Caleb Wick, Jackson Heights, Eric Detweiler of Axtell, David Boucher of Roll Valley, also Michael Glatzik of Nemaha Central, and Jeff Schneider of the Jefferson County North Chargers. This will all be posted on MSCSports.net. If you have a family member that didn't get a chance to catch this or just want to go back and listen to it again and hear what these coaches had to say for this portion as we preview this season, you can look that up at MSCSports.net later on this evening or early tomorrow morning and replay this edition of the Scoreboard Show. We're glad you're hanging out with us here on a Friday. Boz, we talked a little bit about how the preparation and looking ahead of the season. We got a lot more to get to as the weeks progress, next week being week number one. And, you know, I wanted to give everybody the information of the broadcast schedule to begin the season next week on 103.9 KNZA. You can hear Horton at Valley Falls in that matchup on 92.1 KMZA. Does everybody remember the Cobra commentator that was high energy, Crendon Prophet? Well, now, Boz, he's going to be on 92.1 KMZA, being our play-by-play guy over there this year.
If you didn't listen to him last year,
oh baby,
be ready to like get juiced up.
Yeah.
I mean, when he broadcasts the game, it's high energy.
He does a great job. His first radio broadcast by himself will be next week. Onega at Donovan West on 92.1 KMZA. On Care Country, 93.7, will be Ottawa at Atchison. Tom and Gus Couch getting after it there over on 93.7 KAIR. For that, we'll get you a check of your weather forecast coming up here in just a minute. On brand new 96.9, The Pulse, it'll be Rossville at Silver Lake. The War on 24.
What a new station, big-time rivalry game for the first one.
And speaking of new people on the mic, Mr. Wade Gershner will be, and I heard his promo earlier that he recorded. It's pretty awesome that you'll have to hear on 96.9 The Pulse. But brand new station, brand new voice of The Pulse, The War on 24 to kick it all off. It'll be a lot of fun on that one. On your channels, you got Holton versus Sabetha. That'll be on the Holton and Sabetha channels next week. Justin Fluke will be on the call for that. Hiawatha travels to Royal Valley. Seth Tollison will be on the mic for that. And the Jackson Heights at Riverside, I'm not going to guarantee that game to be just strictly because of historical connectivity issues there. But Jackson Heights, I mentioned Crendon Prophet no longer at Cobra. He's going to be on 92.1. We got a couple of high school kids that are going to be stepping in that are interested in some broadcasting, and so I'm excited for them.
Big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill. And they felt that pressure when I had a meeting with them
sure
last week.
Did.
I said, fellas, listen, he was in those shoes one time. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, we're excited for 10 games across our networks will be broadcast, because you've also got Sunny 101.3 and AM 1230 KTNC with games next week, as well with can we just give a quick shout out to Mr. Randy Catula and John Nixon right now? They are both in separate locations right now covering some football up in Nebraska. Combined 95 years of play-by-play experience.
That's impressive. That's very impressive.
So they are on the mics there. But, yeah, again, download the MSC Radio app, and you can listen to any game that's across our six radio station network or visit msc.sports.net, click listen live, select the radio stream there, or select one of the channels if you want to watch one of the local broadcasts as well. Boz, we've got just a couple things. Every single week, let's prep the folks on what they can expect. We're going to be talking high school every single Friday, no doubt about it, going over the scores of the evening as well as matchups that were key, games of the week. We still got to pick our game of the week for next week. We're not going to announce it right now, don't worry.
Okay.
Because if we pick our game of the week right now, then they're going to know where we're at.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
We can't disclose that.
Backpedal a little bit. That's a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret. Secret. But keep in mind, if you find us next week, I'll have a $50 gift card for you. And I know where the first place will be, so I'll go ahead and throw it out there. Jets Pizza, Houlton, Kansas.
Okay.
Great pizza establishment, ran by amazing people.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, they don't pay me for that, but the blood does run together for that. But a $50 Jets gift card will be given away to the first person that comes up to us next week and says, "Are you Jake and Boz?" Or just say, again, just don't say anything nasty, and you're going to get a $50 gift card.
If they say something nasty about your Ravens shirt, I'll still give it to them.
Well, you don't have it in your possession, so how's that going to work?
We'll figure it out.
Boz will be in, hopefully, his dragon gear.
I know.
If it gets there in time. If not, what are you going to be in, a little fighting hawk shirt?
What would be my next shirt if I didn't wear my hutch?
Yeah, North Dakota.
Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
I'll be in my Ravens gear next Friday. Boz will be either in his KU stuff or his hutch, Blue Dragon.
Blue Dragons.
Stuff. They got a big win last night. Chase played well.
He did.
That game was on ESPN Plus. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, you were there
TV.
In person, obviously.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll also preview our local teams on the collegiate level. We'll talk Highland Community College football. We'll talk Benedictine football as well. And then, of course, we'll talk some K-State, some KU, and Chiefs.
Yep.
Football as well throughout the scoreboard show. Those are all at the end of the show, so don't worry. We'll have recaps from all the games, area games of the week to play for you during the scoreboard show as well. Okay, you got a big win last night.
They did. I mean, here's the thing. We don't need to talk a lot about that stuff because, again, you said it. It was Lindenwood. It's
sure.
The season opener. They did what everybody expected them to do. But I'll just say this. I think this season just – it scares me a little bit because it'll go as Jalen Daniels goes, and that's tough. We've got a capable backup, but Jalen Daniels is different. I mean, he's a playmaker. He's athletic. He's the guy.
Yeah.
If he stays healthy, I think we're going to have a good season. If he goes down, then I don't know.
Okay.
And that's probably the same way with every team. But,
sure,
you know,
I was going to say.
But that's happened in KU's past where you rely on a guy and something happens, and then it's almost a struggle bus to get things back going.
Got good receivers,
good
running backs,
yep.
Real solid defense, and a coach that knows how to turn a program around.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think
you should be.
Yeah.
Should be. Game of Manhattan should be a really good game.
I was just going to say, it's in the Pigskin
it
preview.
Is.
I could find it real quick, but that's going to be such a good game.
It's in the back of it, K-State football schedule. Very, very back.
I'm still, okay, there we go.
There you go.
October 26.
Okay. That could be. For positioning for the Big 12 title game.
New playoff this year.
12-team playoff?
12.
You got an automatic qualifier, and then you'll get a secondary. I mean, are you telling me KU's going to go to the playoff?
I'm not going to go on a limb that far, but I think it's
reasonable.
5 years ago, I'd say, no, that's not even – you can't even talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But now at least it's in the conversation, and they're getting some preseason love. So, yeah, it's on the radar.
All right. K-State plays tomorrow. You can hear that game on both 103.9 and 92.1 FM KN and KMZA. They take on UT Martin. Okay, same thing. It's first game of the year.
Yeah.
It's an opponent. They're projected to win. What's the line? 37.
Yeah.
It's truly though the dawn of the Avery Johnson era.
It is. That's what's really exciting about this game.
Because Will Howard transferred to Ohio State. Got the starting quarterback job, by the way.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
But it's truly the dawn of the Avery Johnson era.
Yeah. And there's, man, the expectations. I always wonder with a kid like that. He's just absolutely amazing athlete. But does he feel that pressure? Like, there's so much. Everybody's talked about him for so long.
No. I really don't think he does. I think he has grown up with that expectation. I actually know his dad a little bit. And he's known for a long time, his dad, that Avery's special.
Yeah.
And Avery, in a not in an arrogant way, he knows that he's special too.
Yeah.
And he's a great dude. But I think he is ready for the pressure that will be on him. And I'm sorry, but you get endorsement deals like he's been getting, you better show up.
Well, and I think that caliber of athlete, they thrive on that.
Yeah.
That just the talk and is he ready? Is he the guy? All those kind of things, I think, just fuel that fire. When you're at that level, I expect him to have a really good season.
Staying in the collegiate ranks, Benedictine on 93.7 FM KAIR tomorrow evening at Morningside. BC, a season ago, Boz gets out of the postseason in a very uncharacteristic. There's nothing they did wrong.
No.
I mean, well, they didn't win the game. If they win that final game, they get to the postseason. But you and I both said on the show that next week that they should have been in the postseason.
Yeah.
And they got some dudes returning. And you can read about the Benedictine Ravens in the Pigskin Preview, courtesy of Tom Couts on that story. And you can listen to the voice of Tom Couts as they go to Sioux City, Iowa tomorrow. Again, kickoff at 6 o'clock on 93.7 KAIR. But, again, they finished in a three-way tie for the championship of the Heart America Conference South Division. And they got a lot to come back for this year.
I think they probably got a little chip on their shoulder just getting left out. Because the way that three-way tie went down, I don't even remember – all the way that it broke down,
yeah.
I remember saying, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
And so I think there was a little frustration at the end. And that's a little – that can be a powerful motivator. You missed out. Maybe it's not a technicality, I guess, but how the rules are in the three-way tie, they got left out. So
yeah.
I think – I'm excited to see how they bounce back and the motivation that they have from that.
So you can listen to that again tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock on 93.7 KAIR. Or you can stream it on the MSC radio app. Guess what? We got the rights to that, so there's no blackout. You can stream that game, no issue, across the app on the MSC radio app. 93.7 is the local dial for the BC Ravens. Highland Community College as well. They get their season kicked off tomorrow at home against Monroe College, a team, the Scotties last year, that found a groove midseason and got some things done a year ago.
They went on a hot streak. I mean, they won, what was it, 5-6 games in a row? They hadn't done that for a long, long time. And, yeah, things were going well for Highland. I'm anxious to see what this year brings with that team.
They almost doubled their scoring output from 22 into 23 last year. And the biggest thing is that there's nobody to lead this as a returning player, I should say. They don't have a quarterback that's returning. This year.
And that
that's a role that's got to be filled.
Yep.
And you know at the JUCO level that it can be filled pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But they started off slow last year, but found their groove in midseason. And I kind of think that could be the same thing this year.
Yeah. I think, you know, you talk community college football, and the head coaches in all of those programs understand it's rebuild, rebuild, rebuild every year. I mean, you get guys that leave after the first year, you may – get a couple out. I think we talked Hutch earlier with Jay's playing there, but I think they've got five guys returning from last year. So it is. It's rebuild every single year. They're used to that. They're going to get their quarterback up and running and see what happens.
Secondary player, that's local guy, Mr. Braden Uphouse from Nemaha Central. He's expected to have a bigger role this year for Highland. You can read Crennan the Prophet's story about that in the Pigskin Preview as well. And then finally, talk a little bit of professional football. We will do this every week. Last year, my prediction was on point on that as well. I said it on August 25th last season that it would be Chiefs-Ravens in Baltimore for the AFC title game. I just predicted the wrong winner.
Yeah, that's weird.
odd how that worked out. Yeah. Offensive coordinator decides to run the ball six times. I'm not bitter about it or anything. But, hey, it's a rematch. How crazy is that? The final game of the year for the Ravens was the AFC title game against the Chiefs, and now the Ravens-Chiefs square off week one.
Yeah, and this is a always going into the first game, you don't ever really know what to expect. I mean, the preseason stuff, the ones. Yeah, I mean, they just don't get reps. You haven't seen Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes really do anything. So it's hard to gauge kind of where they're at. But it is a big-time matchup, big-time rivalry deal. It's going to be exciting, and I can't wait Friday night to rub it in a little bit when the Chiefs take care of the Ravens.
That's a prediction, huh? All right.
Oh, yeah.
If we're doing predictions, I want your score. Hook me up.
Man, I haven't thought that far ahead. I just know they're going to win.
Okay.
I'm going to say 27-24.
Okay, so close game.
Chiefs. Yeah, it'll be a close game.
Close game.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-24. Write that down.
I'm writing it down
right now. And then I'll have you write down mine as well. I think the Ravens and Chiefs, if you look historically between these two teams, a lot of points have been scored except for last year when these two teams match up. Just year in, year out, it's just how it is. This year, since it's week one, I think it's a different – it's not going to be a low-scoring affair. Defenses aren't going to be as shored up yet. You're going to have a lot of players in new positions for both teams. I'm going to go with the Ravens winning on a Justin Tucker field goal, best kicker in the league. Best kicker in the league. If he doesn't get messed up, I'm just kidding. But best kicker in the league, Justin Tucker. Historically, even, I mean, just look at the stats. Is Butker a great kicker? Yes, and I think he will surpass Tucker once Tucker retires.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now,
okay.
And I think Jay Tuck kicks the game-winning field goal. Final score 24-23, Ravens by one.
You just went on a rant about a high-scoring affair, and you picked lower than mine.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's going to be 10-7 or 17 to 10 or something like it was last year.
Okay, I'm with you. 24-23. Okay.
I think the Ravens block an extra point or something like that really screws things up, and then Jay Tuck from 58 yards.
Ooh.
Boom.
Should I put down 58 yards?
No.
58 yard field goal. Nostradamus.
24-23 flock with the win. That's a scared pick is what that is.
Yeah.
I think the
Chiefs
will win.
It's
honestly
season opener. I mean,
yeah.
Well, Chiefs lose to the Lions last year, and Lions. I mean, they were legit, no doubt. But
no, Chris Jones.
Yeah, you just never know. I mean, first game.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Okay, we'll have plenty to talk about that next Friday because
yes,
that game is next Thursday. Hey, you can listen to that game, by the way, at 92.1 KMZA Seneca or Sunny 101.3 out of Falls City as well. Well, Boz, I think that's going to pretty much wrap it up for us here tonight on our first edition of the Scoreboard Show this year. I'm excited about the season.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to see how these teams develop, how they continue to work. And, you know, like every coach told us, you know, you're one injury away from having a season completely change.
You are.
And yep. You hope for health for every team throughout this year. You hate to see any kind of injury happen, but it is a part of the game.
Yeah. No, I can't wait. I'm ready to see some scores next week, get just get the season going.
Yeah, for sure. Well, come find us next week anywhere that we might be at. We're going to be bringing back the Friday Night Highlights segment presented by Giant Communications, where you can give us a call and talk about the game you were at and give us some insight about what that contest was like for you. That is something that we will bring you back in on next week. Tonight was all about the coaches. It was all about previewing specific areas, leagues. Next week, we go full bore into this thing, buddy.
Come on.
Hang out with us next week. We'll be live at the conclusion of the game of the week on the MSC Radio Network. Make sure you keep it locked. Sports season's here, MSC Radio fam. Keep it locked here. Jake and Boz hanging out with you every Friday night. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agents, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.